When American pianist Simona Dinnerstein released her recording of Bach's Goldberg Variations back in 2007, she earned a reputation as a singular interpreter of Bach. Since then, Dinnerstein has explored wide-ranging musical interests, but her new album, Complicité, brings her back to Bach and some highly original performances of his music. Simona Dinnerstein joins me to talk about the album today, and we want to welcome her back to Biscuits and Bach, so thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much, Rachel.
So the album is called Complicité, and there's a little bit of a story about how it got that name and what that means. Why don't we start there? Can you tell us a little bit about why you called the album Complicité?
Yeah, I got the title from a theater term by the French theater practitioner Jacques Lecoq, and he had this idea about creating a good sense of ensemble in a theater company. Required three elements, openness, togetherness, and playfulness. And complicité is the French term for togetherness. And these ideas are things that I brought to my own ensemble, Brooklyn, which is a group of 11 string players who I lead from the keyboard. And we really try to think about ourselves in a very creative and collaborative way, with me being sort of like the theater director who's shaping the overall conception of what it is that we're going to do, but with the very active collaboration and creativity of everybody in the ensemble. And so I really love that term, complicité, and I thought that would be a perfect title for this album of our first album together.
One of the things that I read, it might have been in your liner notes actually, is that your philosophy is that music should always be creative and new. And you're working with music, in this case, it's 300 years old. Can you speak a little bit about that philosophy and how it informed the approach that you just described?
Yeah, so I think that by nature, anything that we do is new because it's happening right now. But on this album, we have a chorale prelude that as an ensemble, we rearranged for our instruments. We have a chorale that comes from a cantata, which we're playing just the instrumental version. In the cantata that we recorded, I commissioned the composer Philip Lasser to write a sort of contemporary, very personal continuo part for me that is not exactly Baroque. It's a bit more in the style of Philip Lasser, the composer. So everything is kind of being very personally interpreted and creatively brought to life in a way that makes all of us hear the music in a slightly different light.
Mm. And I think it's interesting for people who who listen to classical music and maybe think of it as, you know, it's the notes that are already written down on the page and don't realize just how much interpretation actually goes into every performance, really. But in this
yes.
case, it's very, very much, like you said, it's about the process, about your figuring out how to approach it.
Yeah. And the fact that it's fluid and that it lives, it doesn't live on the page. It lives as you bring it to life.
Well, let's talk about, you mentioned Philip Lasser. He wrote a piece that's on the album called In the Air, and it's really a recomposition of Bach's Air on the G string. And it's really interesting to talk about something, you know, sounding like it's been modernized a bit. Can you talk a little bit about that? And did you ask him to do that? Did he come to you and say, hey, look, I've done this?
No, I actually commissioned Philip to do this. What I had in mind was that he take the continuo part and write something really like a new piece of music, but using the continuo part. He's following the harmonic structure that Bach outlined, and he's using that in all of the writing of the piano part, but he actually created a completely new melodic and structural piece of music that is his own, Philip Lasser's own piece of music, which is sort of nested within Bach's Air on the G string. The strings are playing the Bach as written. We changed some things in terms of having pizzicati or, using a bass or a cello. You know, we had sort of textural, timbral choices that we made, But then I'm playing Philip's piece at the same time, which is completely linked to it, but also separate. So recomposition is like the closest word that I can get to it. But really, I think what he's doing is something pretty unique. And what it does is it makes you have this new lens through which you can see Bach's music. And I feel that it lifts a piece that we're all so familiar with into another realm. It feels very present and new, but also it makes you hear the kind of eternal aspect of Bach's music.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to it. I felt like, in a way, I was listening to what a jazz artist might do with Bach.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of what I said to him. I wanted it to sound like a jazz improvisation.
Well, thank you. You succeeded.
Yeah.
Well, Simona Dinnerstein, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes here to chat with us about your new album. It's called Complicité, and it's a new lens to listen to Bach, if you can have
thank
lenses
you.
And ears.
We can mix the senses. I think that's okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rachel.